Because it's semi-autobiographical, it's obviously very personal, and it was a very emotional experience, both to see it myself, but also to show it to my older brother and my younger sister, who both knew I was making it. They'd read the screenplay. That was the first port of call for me when I finished writing it. There were lots of tears, lots and lots of tears, but lots of tears of joy as well. And we have two extraordinary people playing my parents, Katrina Balfe and Jamie Dornan, who also happened to be an unbelievably glamorous, sexy pair. At the end of this emotional screening, my brother said to my sister, "What do you think our parents would have made of this?" She said they'd have been very pleased with the casting.
It is true. You have an incredible cast for this. But how was it trying to place these actors in, you know, basically your parents' role, your grandparents' role, yourself? How was that process?
Well, they were ready to ask me all sorts of questions about my father, for instance, liked to have a bet on the horses, and Jamie Dornan started asking me questions about that. And I said, "Well, look, I can answer all of these for you, but you know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to start asking you questions about your father." And I did the same thing with Katrina and with Kieran Hines and Judi Dench. And I wanted them to sort of own it, because I wanted the film to have a universal quality if it was possible. It was working out what's common in our humanity. And so I think it was trying to make sure that it wasn't just my parents that were featured, but in a way, we name them as Ma and Pa. We don't give them specific names. We call our young hero Buddy, you know, this sort of friend and everyman friend for all of us. And so we wanted it to be universal. And I think that each of these actors, they bring a very personal touch to it, very authentic. They all have experiences of growing up in Belfast or knowing the city. And so we made a kind of melange between the authenticity that I hope to bring to it in this autobiographical tale, but the humanity that came from the actors themselves to really make it feel truly authentic and lived in, and that every moment you're seeing feels true.
Now, leaving Belfast with your family to come and live here in Reading, it must have been hard. But if you had have stayed, what do you think your life would have turned out like?
Oh, what a question, Natasha. I think inevitably, I must have been drawn to storytelling. I loved hearing the stories that were part of my youth growing up in Belfast. They were often very exotic, and I think people made a few of them up, you might say. But that in itself was a lesson in what the imagination can do. If I'd stayed there, maybe it might have taken me longer to get to the idea, which was so foreign to us, of doing a job like being an actor or making films. It seemed pretty far away. So it might have taken me longer to get there, but I think one way or another, storytelling was part of what my heritage was through being from Belfast. And I maybe in some way, shape or form, I might have found my way to it, just maybe at a different point in my life.
The films that you create are incredible. It's very exciting to watch you on screen, behind the camera. But just finally, do you have a message for our troops and their families?
I do have a message, which is a simple one. It's thank you. Thank you for what you do and what you sacrifice to keep us safe, and for what your families do to sacrifice things to support you and the pieces of life that are sometimes difficult when you do such a sometimes very dangerous job and such an important job. So for everybody back here, I'd like to just say from my tiny corner of the world, a profound thanks for doing what you do. We appreciate it.